The sandstorm, a young duster cried. Instead of a toy, she clutched her scythe. Ayo, you have it right. Indeed, you have it right. The sandstorm. Griot Zabenwe whispered the word and winked. Just in case the officers hear your cheers. The sandstorm had a plan that night. They crept into ember houses and the keep and cut down anyone in their path. And so the three shadows moved through the keep, death in their wake. Blue was their blood, but that night the keep ran red. Thump, but a thump. Up and up the stairs they went, toward the chambers where the nobility slept, toward the chambers where the babies were kept. The griot lifted his hands from the drum and sliced them through the air. The leader slashed his scythe through the nursemaid's neck. Blue blood stained the wall. He killed a duster? The young girl in the front cried. The griot nodded sadly. Yes, my friends, he killed one of his own. But I tell you this, love may give you strength, but retribution gives you purpose. Thump. There in the center of the bedchamber, another baby lay. A babe whose blood ran red, unlike the blue-blooded child the mother held. 2 years the sandstorm had planned for this moment. The mother placed her duster babe next to the other. Red and blue threads in the sandstorm's plan. The duster a decoy for the other. A life sacrificed to allow them to escape. The leader lifted the other baby. The child whose blood ran red. This new child, swapped, was the key to bringing down the empire. Neither looked back at the duster child they left behind as they ran from the warden's home. Thump. If you looked outside that night, you might have seen other couples in flight, for the sandstorm knew their craft, the craft of people wronged. 12 children they stole and disappeared into the beyond. The griot's voice softened, grew weaker, like he spoke his musings to himself. And that is where their story is silenced, a tale with no ending. What happened to the children they stole? Their doom impending. He raised his head, his eyes shimmering. Dead is what the wardens say, destroyed like every rebellion. But sometimes I wonder, what was the sandstorm's plan? And that of the stolen? The griot stood, the moroseness that had burdened him vanquished with a mischievous grin. Remember, my friends, love gives you strength. But retribution gives you purpose. Thump, bada thump. The audience cheered and stamped their scythes as the tale came to an end. The griot stood and reached for his trinket box, now brimming with slabs. He looped the strap of the djembe over his other hand and made his way through the crowd who congratulated him on his tale. As he ascended the steps to the street above, he listened for two things. First, to check whether the tide wind's wrath had quietened for the night, and secondly, to hear the distinctive thud of an officer's boots. It was easy to know if an officer was nearby, as few people in the dredge owned shoes. When he heard neither, the griot pushed open the door to the maroon and slipped out into the blackness of the night.